produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee, of the USA.
This is a season of manifestation and glory. Amen. I need about two runners today. I need about two runners, and I need about four wild people. I need some help. You get running, you get me excited. Are you hearing me? I need about four wild people.
Jesus did it.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate Pastor Miranda encouraging you, because you know, and the men will tell you this, I said it out in the parking lot, and when she got up, I was talking about how, let me say it this way, don't get used to testimonies. Because I was telling the men in the parking lot just how, in fact, Prophet Boyce was telling me how testimonies are already coming to pass from things that were prophesied Friday night. They were sharing the testimonies of the things happening just that fast. Amen. And that's another tangent. Amen about your faith. Amen. Being on go to see the manifestation. But he was talking about those, and I was saying that, you know, we want the people to not get used to testimonies. In the sense that, because I've talked to several of you individually, right? And we're not, in this particular time, we're not hearing, you know, the sharing of the testimony, but they're happening. Are you hearing me? In other words, you can get used to testimonies like, okay, well, God did all four things he said. He did the sign, he did the wonder, he did the miracle, he manifested the thing, but I ain't told nobody. I just thanked him. Are you hearing me? See, there's power in two things when things happen. One is, there's the power in the fact that God did it for you. That's powerful in and of itself. And you're good to be thankful and appreciative if nobody else is but you, right? But the other power is in you sharing it, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, you come on, the rest of it is somebody else's miracle is attached to you sharing of your testimony. So don't get used to testimonies. Are you hearing? Don't get familiar with the fact that God is doing a wonder and a work in your life. And I like the way Pastor Miranda did it. She reminded you. She shared, amen, the things that God has done. Because there's power in that aspect of our of the body of Christ, in the aspect of our service and how we do service. I don't know if it was going to go off or not. I just remembered. Amen. Amen. As I told you, we're still tweaking, and they've raised the speakers a little bit. I think certainly going to help that particular aspect of it. But amen. So share your testimony. Write it down. Put it on. We have testimony cards. We have a testimony section on our website. Write these things down. Amen. You don't have to share it if you don't want to. Just write it down so I can share it. So we can share it. Amen. Well, I don't like talking. Well, you don't have to like talking. Just write. Amen, somebody. Just write. And we'll share it. Amen. Because It what it does is it encourages somebody else's faith. But wait a minute. God just did for you what I need him to do for me? Wait a minute. Isn't God no respecter of persons? Wait a minute. Let me get excited. Amen. God did it for you. Amen. And his word says he'll do it for his children. Amen. And he's no respecter of persons. So if he did it for you, I know he's doing it, and he's going to do it for me. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want to talk this morning a little bit about the character and the culture of the Holy Spirit and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen? I want to talk a little bit about it. Not because, you know, hallelujah, I'm announcing or bringing light to testing. I think we have to understand that, you know, there's a test ahead of a testimony, right? We know that, amen. But I don't want to talk about, I don't want you to focus so much on the test, because I don't want you to think that you're either entering into or a season. And I know people are in different places at different times, amen. But I don't want you to think that you're in a season of testing, because you're in a season of the manifestation of harvest and miracles. So I don't want you to focus so much on that, amen. I want you to be celebratory. I want you to be thankful. But I'm talking, what I'm saying is I'm speaking by the Spirit, right? I want you to be thankful. I want you to be celebratory. I want you to recognize that God is about to do, he's already doing, and he's about to do, amen, a mighty move in your life. Amen? Praise God. So so I know that you've been tested and proven faithful. I know, amen, that this is a season of harvest. Amen. And I just want, but I want to talk about humility, because humility is so much connected sometimes to testing, right? He says, humble yourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Humility is, amen, an enemy to pride. And we know that pride brings destruction and fall. Is that right? But I want to read from John's Gospel, chapter 14. We're going to read verse 6 through 28. And then I'm going to share my thoughts. Amen. Let me start praying before I get to reading. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the power of the blood over these next few minutes, that you're going to help us to share the gospel, Lord, to preach and to teach and to release something that is impactful to somebody's life. We thank you, dear God, that this room is a captive audience of the glory and the essence of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that angels are on assignment, and that this people, amen, is going to benefit from you showing up in the room. So, Father, let me decrease so that you might increase and speak the word of God. Let your power be released, Lord, to bring change and to make the difference in people's lives. We thank you now and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reading quickly, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Jesus is not saying I am the Father. He's saying the Father's in me. He said, I and the Father, me and the Father, Father and I are one. Amen. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very what? Work's sake. So there's power in the work's sake. Amen. You got to open up your mouth and share testimony. All you introverted folk. Amen. You got to tell somebody. You got to stop hiding behind the excuse. I don't like to just be talking and I don't want to bring attention to myself. You ain't bringing attention to yourself if you're testifying, right? You're bringing attention to him. Are you hearing me? And so he is telling him, show me the Father. He said, what do you mean? Show you the Father. You've been around me all this time. Amen. And all I've been doing is bringing attention to the Father, and you don't know the Father? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I what? Go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, okay? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. I'm a comforter, but he's going to give you another comforter. Yeah. That he may abide with you, what? Forever. Jesus said, I can't be with you forever, but he's going to give you some one, amen, to be with you, what? Forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, capital S, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Let's keep reading. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me. He said, you won't just know I'm in the Father. You're going to know you in me, and that I'm in you. Yeah. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Oh, wow. So love is not just saying it. Oh, my. Love is demonstrated in a lifestyle, y'all. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Come on. Jesus said unto him, not Iscariot, not that one. Jesus said unto him, not that one, not that one. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Y'all see this? We reading the Bible now. This is the Bible. This is not American history. Come on now. This is not the preamble. It's not the Constitution. Amen. Amen. He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my what? Sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Come on. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen today, but you know, you start talking about the Holy Ghost, things start happening. He liked to be talked about. Yeah, you start talking about the Holy Ghost, things start happening. We're really talking about humility, but he's in there. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall do what? Teach you all things. How are you going to learn all things? By the Holy Ghost. Amen. When I'm teaching, amen, the Holy Ghost is teaching. Are you hearing me? When you're studying, invite him so he can what? Teach. Don't teach yourself. Let him teach you. He'll teach you right. Amen? Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Come on, two more verses. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Come on. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would what? Rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. See, this deals with, let me, I don't want to get into denominational stuff, but you know, I was telling somebody, I think just yesterday, how when I was young in the Lord, that I had this preacher that was trying to convince me that I wasn't saved. You know, because, you know, when I got baptized, they said the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that nullified my salvation, you know, because I didn't get baptized and they didn't say in the name of Jesus, because they believe that Jesus is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Well, I just read you about 10 scriptures that absolutely says that is not so. Are you hearing me? And so we have to make sure, amen, that come on somebody, letting the Holy Spirit reveal to us relief. But it messed me up. It was messing up my faith. Amen. I was going around wondering. I was, you know, I don't know how long I've been saved, short while. Just wondering. And it was messing with my faith because somebody was trying to teach me something that they had been told. Obviously not something, because he could read. Obviously something he hadn't read, something he had been told. It's something he had been taught. Are you hearing me? Amen. And so when we see here in the scripture, amen, in verse 28, the Father, Jesus is telling us, is the goal and the purpose of my life. Jesus is saying, come on, his 33 years in the earth, Jesus is trying to get back to the Father. Are y'all with me? He says, I got to get back to the Father. I got to get back. I came for a purpose. He said, in fact, he said, I'm the comforter, right? He said, but the Father going to send you another comforter because I'm going back. How somebody say heaven is better than this. He came here for a purpose. He came here to fix your issue and get back into a place. Are you hearing me? He became a man for one purpose. But he is telling us in John chapter 14 that he is trying to get back to the Father. Amen. And so, amen, he's saying when he made the decision, he told the Father, I'll go. He not only was making the sacrifice to go from deity, amen, from God to human, being hungry and tired and hot and bothered by egregious and annoying people. Father, I'll go down there and spend 33 years around those Pharisees and those Sadducees. I'm going to do this for Sister Lou. I'm going to do this for Sister Moran. I'm going to do this for her. He went, come on somebody. He went through those, he did with those headache people. Amen. Come on now. God, the creator, was hungry and tired and thirsty, and frustrated sometimes. He did that for you. He did it for, are you hearing me? He did it for us, and he says, amen, but I want you to know that I'm going to stay here as long as I have to. He said, once I get all of the scriptures fulfilled that have been prophesied, I'm going back. I'm not living no 80 and 90 and 100 and 120. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I hit the moment that it is finished, I'm going to hang my head, and I'm getting back up there. Yeah, heaven is better than this. I want to live, and I am. I want to live the most amazing life, the most incredible life, the most powerful life on earth, but heaven is better than this. Are you hearing me? It's better than this. And so Jesus did this through a level of humility. And I'm saying this because I believe that the Lord is guiding me today to point out the fact that sometimes pride will want to slip in. It's very subtle. It's very subtle. It doesn't just jump out of the closet and go boo. It slips up on you. Amen, somebody. Amen. But Jesus, amen, humbled himself and he went through this for you. He risked his permanent position. Watch this now. Because we don't know how great a sacrifice he made, how great a risk he took. How about that? He risked his permanent position and state as God the Son. If he had committed one sin along the way, just one, the Bible says he was the what? Second Adam. In other words, the first Adam, are you hearing what I'm saying? Was in the same position as Jesus, who was born of a virgin. The first Adam was in the same position as Jesus, who was born of a virgin, but the first Adam sinned. How many times? Well, he probably sinned more than once. But how many times did he sin for God said, let's get him out of this garden? Once. And so if he sinned once and it got him out, if Jesus had sinned once, how many are going to say, okay, who will go for us? Who's going to go down in earth and amen, and live this thing and walk it out. Amen. Come on. Who's going to, the number of completion, 33. I need somebody to go down 33 years, right? That's 360. Somebody do 365 times 33. Now, you don't have to do it. But 365 times 33, that's about, you see what I'm saying? How many days is that, right? And they got to walk every day, 24 hours, right? Without sin. Who's going to go? Jesus said, I'll go. I'll go. I'll go. Now, he says, I'll go. If he had sinned just one time, he would have ceased to be God. No longer have access to heaven. or relationship with the Father. For the word says, in the day that you eat, you will surely die. He didn't just give his life, church. He risked his life. Amen. He said, I'm going to put at risk my eternity as God. Are you hearing me? And so he came down and took that risk for you. Don't say for us, because it seems like, you know what I mean? Say, in other words, don't say for us. Are you hearing me? Because you said, well, it's worth it because there's going to be a whole lot of people to get saved by the end of time. No, he did it for you. For you. Death for you. He put himself at great risk that if he had sinned one time, he would have ceased to be God. So let me ask you that. I know they say, you know, in fact, the scripture says that for you know, scarcely, you know, a man would dare to die, right, for another. It said people would die for good people, amen, but they certainly won't die for bad people. That's what the scripture says. I'm paraphrasing. Certainly wouldn't die for bad people. So my question to you is, let me put this in another perspective. If you were God in heaven, would you have come down here and risked 33 years of 365 days, 24 hours a day? Are you hearing what I'm saying? 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute. I don't know how many moments in a second. But would you have risked that for you? I started to say me, but for you, because you know you. Would you have done that? This is what he did, and this is what he's telling them, right? And so he's speaking to them, amen, and he says, but my goal is to get you saved and get back to the Father. You're saying, well, Jesus was God. He couldn't fail, Pastor. He was God. He couldn't fail. Well, hallelujah. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Yeah. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted. That means every sin imaginable, he was the enemy tempted him with. The sins that you like and the sins that you would dare not do that somebody else is doing. The Bible says he was tempted. Are you hearing me? Yet without sin. It was offered to him and he said no. It was suggested, and he said no. The enemy tried to talk him into it. In fact, the enemy caught him after 40 days of consecration. Came up on him and said, hey, Jesus, why don't you try some of this? Hey, Jesus, why don't you try some of this? Hey, Jesus, why don't you try some of this? And Jesus, hear me, church, Jesus, through humility, because he said, look, you know, he said, you know, I'll give you all these kingdoms and so on and so forth, and I heard that what the angels can do, well, come on, show me, come on, impress me. And Jesus said, I'm going to stay in a place of humility. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to stay in a place of, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, because everything you're trying to do is rooted in pride. And you're trying to get me to leave a place of humility and do something that's going to mess up everything. Pride caused Satan to fall, and pride is at the root of every sin in our life. Every sin is rooted in pride. Everyone, are you hearing me? It's rooted in some form of pride. So low is the way. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. That's when the land's going to change. That's when I'm going to heal their bodies. That's when I'm going to heal their situations. That's when I'm going to fix their circumstances. That's when I'm going to take the turn things around. Are you hearing me? When they humble themselves, because pride is the thing that is positioning them to fail. He was in all points tempted. Like as we are. You ever been tempted? Tempted means you want to do it. Are you hearing me? Tempted means you want to do it. He says, yet without what? He was able to look at the greatest temptation and say no. Yeah. He took a greater risk than we know, church. Amen. And so when you begin to start understanding this, you have to ask yourself the question, who wouldn't love a God like this? He risked everything for us. That's why he, amen, comes and says, take up your cross and follow me. He requires you to pray and fast sometimes and shut up sometimes. Shut up. Yeah. I meant to say shut in, but I guess I need to say shut up sometimes. Somebody been talking too much. Where you at? Raise your hand. I've been running my mouth, Pastor. Don't look down. Somebody raise their hands. It was me. Amen. To shut in, and so we can see the power. That's why he allows you to go through what you go through, because, and that's why I said, I don't want you to think you're getting ready to go into a test. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. But he allows you to go through it because love requires it. In order for you to experience the love and its price that Jesus experienced when he says, God so loved the world. Hallelujah. You have to go through something that risks something.
We are moving in the prophetic. We are moving in the prophetic. In the prophetic.
Moving in the Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.